Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the media conference call with members of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the Hamilton Tiger Cats. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Claire Hutchinson. Please go ahead, Ms. Hutchinson.
Hi, everyone. This is Claire Hutchinson from the league office. Welcome to our Week 9 preview conference call with the Hamilton Tiger Cats and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. On the line today, we have Andrew Harris, Adam Big Hill, Brandon Banks, and Jamal Westerman. We'll jump straight into a Q&A, so let's kick things off with the first question.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before dialing your selection. If you have a question, you can register by dialing star 1 on your telephone keypad, and you can cancel your question if you wish by dialing the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question, and there will be a brief pause while participants register. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question at this time. And the first question is from Darnell Bess at 730 CKDM Dawson. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yeah, Andrew, this question is for you. You've been absolutely dominating in the last few weeks, several 100-yard games. Just how much confidence do you have coming off the bye week heading into this week's game?
I mean, the confidence, starts with the O-line, the guys that have blocked for me, the confidence in our offensive coordinator to, run the ball as much as we do. And, just the success we have, we're mixing it up with other guys as well. It's not just me. There's other guys that are involved in the run game and, with our misdirection. And I think Lapalisa has just been doing such a great job in mixing things up and keeping teams off balance. So it's definitely a team effort. It's not just one guy, one person. A lot of people that contribute to this, and those guys are playing great for me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question at this time.
Thank you.
And the next question is from Chris O'Leary at CFL.ca. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Thanks. Hey, guys. My question is for Brandon. You've been pretty consistent this season. I think you're generally around like the low 110s, one teens, I guess, in receiving yards. What's allowed you to be so consistent this year?
I'm just getting more opportunities. Coach calling the players for me, and Masoli just finding me open, and I'm able to catch some great passes and get some first downs for the team.
Where do you feel your team is at this point in the season? Do you have a good feel for who you guys are right now?
I think we have a good feel for where we are. I still think we're still trying to, nail some things down and still trying to – I think we still be leaving plays out on the field, and I think we're still getting better each week. I don't think we have been playing at our best yet, and so I think each week we're just trying to get better every day, and hopefully we can show it this week.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question at this time. And the next question is from Darnell Bess at 730 CKDM Dawson. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this question is for you, Adam. Thanks for taking the time. Defense has been stepping it up the last couple weeks. Looks like a team effort. What's changed from, the first couple weeks of the season?
Well, I mean, it's really just started with execution. And, not only that, it's just getting some more chemistry with some of the guys that have been into the roster now. So, it's all about playing fast and executing your assignments, but it's a lot easier when you're building chemistry with guys that have been out there for a bit now. So I think that's definitely kind of helping us out a lot right now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question at this time. There are no further questions at the moment, Ms. Hutchinson.
No questions for Jamal?
Sorry, these guys take time out of their day, so if you have questions, now's the time to ask them. We'll do one more round just to see if there's any more, and then if there isn't, we'll let them get back to practice.
Certainly. The next question is from Ed Tate. Mr. Tate, we were unable to get the name of your media outlet. Please state the name of your outlet and go ahead with your question. Your line is now open.
From BlueBombers.com, I have a question for Jamal. Wanted to get a comment about coming back to Winnipeg.
Oh, man, I'm coming back for the food at Colossio's. I'm excited to come back to Winnipeg. It's where I spent my first 3 years of my CFL career, in Winnipeg. I, know the team. I know what they stand for. I have a lot of respect for what they do there in that organization and on the team. And, excited to go and play. You know, I'm here in Hamilton, and, you know, excited to go and have a great CFL game. I think both teams are pretty good. Both teams have looking at their offense, they do a lot of things. You know, Lapo does a lot of things, getting his guys involved in that offensive line with their running backs, with their quarterbacks. I mean, they really have two quarterbacks that can get it done. You know, two, three running back guys with the ball in their hands can get it done. So it's going to be an exciting game, and, you know, we're excited to get there and, you know, get on the field.
Do you have any plans to get together with any of your former teammates?
You know, the plans are always set, but, you know, I'll talk to the guys after the game. You know, sometimes before the game, you know, we're moving around, just getting in town, getting ready, getting focused, getting prepared. You know, there's not much time, but, you know, after the game is all said and done, you know, I'll probably have a bite to eat with some of the guys and just kind of hang out.
I know you understand the business as well as anybody, but can you just talk about, you know, signing with Montreal in free agency and getting traded and sort of the upheaval that comes with that?
You know, the football side of it is always, you know, it is what it is, but I'm happiest when I'm on the field. You know, that was, you know, as long as I get in a good football place, you know, it was cool to sign in Montreal in free agency, got an opportunity to play with my brother for a little bit. You know, I kind of knew that the organization and the team was going to, you know, struggle a little bit, but we had big plans on defense. But, you know, with football, and once you sign a contract, you can't control it if you're being, you know, traded, cut, released, whatever. So you kind of just focus on, you know, wherever you end up, you know, try to focus and play hard and prepare and learn your new teammates. The hardest part for me was just the logistical things with my family and my wife, and she did a tremendous job of just getting everybody set. I was able just to come to Hamilton with, you know, my bags packed. And, you know, she got the family together, got me moved out of my apartment in Montreal and got me moved in here with Hamilton. So she did a great job when it comes to the lifestyle thing. You know, I was just kind of focused on the football part.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Darnell Bess at 730 CQDM Dawson. Please go ahead with your question. Your line is now open.
Question for both Andrew and Adam. It's supposed to be very hot in Winnipeg, upper 30s temperature-wise for Friday's game. Does that alter how things are done on the field, or do you just have, you know, extra water on the sideline? Does it affect anything?
I think the biggest thing is just staying on top of things and taking care of your body out the field. You know, a lot of guys like the hotter games, some guys like the cooler games. So it's more of a preference thing for you, depending on what type of guy you are. But, yeah, just taking care of your body, being smart about what you're doing, what you're putting in, and making sure you're not exerting yourself too much on those days leading up to the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really about just making sure you're prepared, you got the right nutrition in you, and during a game, you're being mindful of hydration and things like that. So, I mean, preferably I like hotter games, muscles stay looser, you feel better. You know, just like I said, it's about paying a little more attention to hydration.
And how important is a good start for your game on Friday against the Tiger Cats, who have a very good offensive lineup?
Well, yeah, I guess I can comment on stopping the offense, but for us, offensively, we've got to maintain drives, you know, look at the two and outs, you know, try to win that time of possession battle. I mean, I think they're right next to us or under us as far as most points scored. So, I mean, we know they can put a lot of points up and, you know, could end up being a bit of a shootout depending on how it all plays out. So for us, it's just staying on the field as long as we can and, you know, keeping those drives as long as possible and eliminate mistakes and those two and outs.
Yeah, I mean, and defensively, obviously, I mean, we weren't happy the way we played last game and Hamilton played a great game against us, obviously, and you know, so it's just getting out there to kind of do the things we've been doing over the last few weeks and executing our stuff and playing together and just having fun. I mean, it just really comes down to executing and playing fast, and, you know, that's just what we're looking to try to do.
Thank you. The next question is from Mr. Greg Edwards. Mr. Edwards, we were unable to get the name of your media outlet. Please state the name of your outlet and go ahead with your question. Your line is now open.
Hi, this is Drew Edison, Hamilton Spectator. My question is for Jamal. Listen, Michael Shea's got a reputation for a little tomfoolery in special teams in particular. Is there something you can help your new team with to help compete against your old team in that regard?
They've kind of picked my brain a little bit of things that I remember, you know, from when I was there. But, you know, obviously I wasn't there through training camp, and I wasn't there, you know, the first six, what is it, week six, week seven, first beginning of the season. So, you know, I know Osh, and I know he likes to get it after on special teams and youth, you know, a lot of the playmakers they have on special teams. But, you know, I told him some of the code words and stuff, but, you know, I know they probably changed a lot of things. And I really have more information on last week on Montreal because I was there so close. Because I know Winnipeg, you know, they probably changed some things and do some things a little bit differently. Even watching them on film, sometimes you see, oh, that's not what they did last year. They're doing things differently now. So as much as I can give, I try to give, but, you know, you don't want to give everything. They switch it. We're all looking for one thing, and then they hit us on something. So you give what you know, but you kind of do it with a grain of salt.
Any secrets on stopping Andrew Harris?
Oh, yeah, man. I got all the secrets, you know. He doesn't like hot games. He likes to roll up his pants so his calves can show. So it's going to be a good hot game, and hopefully he pulls on his tights and follows the CFL rules. And, you know, he'll be real tired and run out of gas.
Andrew, response to that?
Hey, we got a league mandate that we didn't have to wear tight, so I took full advantage of that. I wanted to feel like I was in high school again.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question at this time. And the next question is from Chris O'Leary at CFL.ca. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hey, Jamal, just another question for you. Kind of just to follow off of what Ed had asked you. I think this will be your third game against a former team this season. Is that weird at all, or does it feel less weird kind of the more you're in that situation?
I think it's weird, you know, kind of going up to the game, like, you know, thinking about, oh, man, you watch this film, and you always got to make sure you're watching the right side of the ball. You know, even watching film this week, I always tend to watch, you know, kind of the Winnipeg and not looking what the defense is doing, how they're playing them. But during the game, it's not really weird because, it's another opponent, and you try to focus, and, you know, you forget, you know, the friends and the relationship. You kind of just focus on playing the game, your technique, your preparation, and how to come out there with, you know, with the W, and that's what we want. Because I think if you focus too much on, oh, I used to be there, or I was there, I think you end up, you know, kind of getting yourself out of your game plan.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions, Ms. Hutchinson. I would like to turn the conference back over to you.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. These two teams will face off on Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and Week 9 kicks off tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern with BC versus Edmonton. Thanks again, and enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, your conference has now ended. All callers are asked to hang up their lines at this time, and thank you for joining today's call.